California is in the midst of a coronavirus surge, and it's forcing the state's public health officials to issue extra precautions during this holiday season. Dr. Mark Galley, the state's public health director, says California saw an all-time high of more than 20,600 reported coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours on Monday, far surpassing a previous high of 13,400 infections.
These numbers are really going up and going up quickly, and that we are truly in the midst of a surge here in California. We've had in 2 weeks a 51% increase in test positivity. It's 1.5 times greater than it was just 2 weeks ago. Important statistic because that trend will likely continue upwards.
That increase, says Galley, is putting more strain on the state's hospitals. He estimates 12% of those hospitalized with COVID-19 end up in the ICU, intensive care unit. He says hospitalizations have already increased 81%, meaning ICU patients will spike in the coming weeks.
81.3% increase over the last 14 days, 5,844 Californians in the hospital. Because of COVID, these are based on case numbers from 2 weeks ago. What was our case number back on November 10th and November 11th? I'll remind you, it was around 7,000 cases. So this tells us that we're more than double today, that the pressure on our hospitals will continue. And it's not just on our regular hospital beds, but it's on one of the most precious resources we have in healthcare delivery, an intensive care unit bed. Currently, just under 1,400 Californians in the intensive care units because of COVID-19.
California has more than 1.2 million people with coronavirus. Nearly 19,000 people in the state have died from the pandemic. To curb the coming third wave, Galley is urging Californians to cancel their holiday gatherings and hunker down instead.
We know it's not easy to say no, and it's not easy to say no to loved ones. But as we kind of dig deeper into the pandemic and our response, there's never more important a time than now to use this as an opportunity to let your friends and family know that you're making a decision to reduce transmission and not gather. We know that this is one of the first steps that you and others can take to reduce risk and keep your families and communities healthy.
He's also issuing an advisory for those traveling to the state or those returning to do a 7-day self-quarantine. He says 40% of people infected with the coronavirus are asymptomatic, meaning they don't even know they have it, but can easily transmit it. That's why he's urging people to adhere to mitigation measures, like 6 feet of social distancing, mask wearing, and outdoor gatherings. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.